Would you please take your Bibles and come to John chapter 14, please? Please. 14, 1 and 4. John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, third segment on this matter touching prayer. I'd like to begin with the word of prayer, and then we will begin with our study tonight. Our dear Father and our God, we thank you for the blessings that you have been through this day. Always the same, but your blessings manifest in so many different ways, different days. We are grateful, Lord, for your steadfastness, and we're thankful for your great protection that you afford to us, and for this opportunity tonight to be able to look into the Word again and to have the intercessory work continue here. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you might again allow us to retreat just for a moment and dismiss all of our earthly concerns and be able to look in to the Word, take sufficient for our soul's nourishment tonight, and prepare our hearts further for the next time we are able to be together. We rejoice in the truth of the return of the Lord, and that is always, as I believe should be, on the forefront of our minds. We look forward to the day when we will have our faith altered, in a sense, where that which we are persuaded now that has remained to this point unseen will one day be viewed by us, and we will see our Savior face to face. We look forward to the day. Help us, Lord, tonight to enjoy your company. In Jesus' name, amen. John 14, verses 13 and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Tonight I'd like to have you focus on one word. It is the word whatsoever. And remind you from our previous studies that the whatsoever on this prayerful extent hinges on our exertion. When we first started this little lesson, it was ask, ask. And then the expectation in the following week, and the expectation is simply that if you ask, God will grant it to you. That's our expectation. That's a reasonable, perfect expectation for the child of God. But tonight we want to look at the extent of all of this. Whatsoever. First of all, let me point out to you that whatsoever can speak of liberty. Liberty. You're there in John's Gospel, and let me give you a super simple definition or expression of whatsoever in chapter 15, verse number 7. Chapter 15, verse number 7. The Lord said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will. Now that's the phrase there, what ye will. Think of whatsoever in the context of prayer, a sign here from verse number 7, what you will. Ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Again, coming or falling back and reassuring us of certain expectations. So we look at verse 7 and we see that it emanates from our status as friends, because we come down to verse number 14 in the same chapter. You are my friends if you do, and here's the word again, if you do whatsoever I command you. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. When we think about the word whatsoever and its potential to speak of liberty, we also have to understand that it comes with limitations. You have liberty here to ask what you will, but it comes with limitation. Let me share with you some things on that. Go back into John's epistles. 1 John 3:22. 1 John 3:22. John 3:22 says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." And so when we think about the liberty and then the limitations, the verse teaches very clearly that whatsoever we ask, we receive. And the limitation is, and it comes around to the word because, of our determination to keep and do. So when you come to prayer tonight or any time in your personal devotions or whether you have other occasions for the need of prayer on the fly, understand that you ask what you will. And verse number 22 says, whatever you ask, we receive because we keep and do. But then more to the point, chapter 5 and verse number 14. Chapter 5 and verse number 14, again with the limitation in mind, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And so the limitation would again focus on the thing that we ask, whatever it is. If asked according to his will, we have the assurance that not only is the petition heard, but more than likely, if it is in conformity with God's plan, time-wise and substance-wise, it will be granted. So you have the liberty expressed in whatsoever. You have the limitations that need to be taken into consideration, and that's all integrated with the law of sowing and reaping. Look back at Galatians chapter 6 for a minute. Galatians Galatians 6 in verse number 7. Integrated here is this subject of prayer. I think it's pretty forthright. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Whatsoever a man soweth. Now, it wouldn't be a crime or a stretch in any regards to inject prayer into that notion. I don't think does damage to the text at all to overlay the whole concept of prayer, personal, private prayer, or public, corporate prayer, on this law of sowing and reaping. Whatever a man sows, he'll reap. Now, back in Ephesians chapter 6, if you'll look there, Ephesians 6, and the 8th verse, Ephesians 6 and verse 8, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, and again, I will overlay prayer there, whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And so if you write in or pay particular attention to the word in our primary text of John 14, whatsoever, we see that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Whatsoever good thing any man does or sows, the same he will reap. Now, look in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. Colossians 3. Verse 17 and verse 23. We come to the therefores on this. Verse 17 says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, I would again lay into that idea in verse 17 of a prayer, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. So, and we're talking about the extent of prayer. God invites us and He teaches us that we can come and ask what we will. But there's something else too that we would understand. And again, before we depart here, verse number 23 says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. Now remember, there is a, if we would apply prayer to verse number 23 in a practical manner, there is a lot of praying that goes on at times, especially so in public meetings, where it almost seems like the person who is praying to a human audience. Okay? I mean, you can't look into the person's heart. You have no way of judging what the intentions of the person is. But sometimes prayer in a public format is oftentimes done to impress the people sitting around. Whereas here in this 23rd verse, whatsoever you do, do heartily as to the Lord. And that includes prayer. Prayer ultimately is communion with God. But I want to come back to the extent of this matter again. Go with me to James chapter number 5. James 5. James chapter 5. And the 14th verse. The whole context is the subject of our prayers, right here in the immediate. Is any sick among you? Again, we're thinking extent. Is any sick among you? What's the extent that we are permitted to pray over? Are we permitted to pray for, in every case, the healing of a person who is sick? Is it reasonable that God would have us do that? Is God in every circumstance, in light of what we've talked about before, the prayerful expectation, especially like when you, if you ask, I will do it. Is He obligated in every circumstance when we pray for healing for somebody to grant that? When it comes to praying for somebody's salvation, would God have us ask for the soul of our neighbor? Is God obligated then when we ask to honor the request? So when you think about the matter of extent, we look at this: is any sick among you, let him pray, or let him call for the elders of the church, let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And then if it, we follow this whole thought of prayer down, come to the last word in verse number 16. Thinking of extent. Confess your faults one to another, pray for one another, or one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, and here's the extent, availeth much. Much. Without specification, it is much. And if God is so inclined to give us anything, it is a blessing. But when we are assured that He will grant much as a result of our prayerful exertion, when we come in faith and ask Him, we have to keep in mind the limitations, of course, that we ask according to His will. And secondly, we also have to understand that we understand that prayer is conveyed, carried forth on the power of God Himself. Ephesians 3 verse 20, and in the 7th verse in that same chapter, speaks about the power that worketh in us, and that power is identified in Ephesians verse, or chapter 3, verse 7, as His power. So there's a tremendous privilege with great and marvelous potential to the children of God when they come to prayer. Because it's just not a vain, ritualistic exercise thing, an art form that we learn to do over the period of years. It's not a ritual that we slavishly involve ourselves in because it's something we've always done, but it carries with it tremendous potential simply because of the power of God working in us to intercede. So think about, again, the prayerful exertion. Ask. And the expectation is that when we ask, God says, I will do it. The extent, of course, is governed by the will of God. The will of God. And with those three things in mind, God gives us a wide berth, great liberty to come before Him and ask the requests for people and things that concern us and that burden us. Do you have any questions about the text here tonight in John 14, verses 13 and 14? Anything there at all that you have observed yourself? Anything at all? I'd appreciate tonight when you go to prayer that you pick up four, maybe five of those slips there. Keep in mind, again, and it touches upon it, what in a verse we read here tonight, pray one for another that you may be healed. I think we need to devote good time in prayer for the membership of our church family. Deacons will have a meeting following the study here, and then there are some prayer sheets down here if you want to take these. They're sized just perfect to fit inside the leaf of your Bible. You can pick one of those up and take them with you. Record your requests or your answers. Now, before we break into our prayer time and the meeting, do you have any updates on previous requests given or any new things that ought to be shared tonight? Yes, Dave. Good.